Bad friends will just tell you what you want to hear. Good friends will be truthful with you.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't have any good friends, because I don't want to know the truth about myself.
Okay.
And Mark, who is on the phone for a second date update today, apparently has some good friends who are very truthful with him about his dating life. Okay. And he says that that helped him. Apparently, he tried to change something in his dating life recently, and he went out with a woman, and now he's not getting a call back from her. What's up, Mark? How are you?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
So what did your friends tell you?
Well, you know, I've been single for a while. I haven't really had, like, a serious girlfriend. And, you know, they told me I tend to kind of talk about myself a little too much and dominate the conversation.
I feel that already.
Right. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, stop talking about yourself.
Yeah. Jeez,
I know we're asking you questions about yourself, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm still too self-centered, even on this show.
Right.
Yeah.
What did they say to do to fix it?
Well, they thought that if I made a little brochure, I could hand the girl when I meet her, and then she could kind of read it with some bullet points about me that maybe that would take the pressure off.
Were they serious about that?
That's kind of funny.
They were. So, you know, my name's Mark, so I made it. It's called Mark in a Minute. And I have this just quick Mark in a Minute brochure that just, like, it's just a quick little thing, you know, catches you up on me. You know, it's like a picture, measurements.
Okay.
Measurements even. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Like a dating profile within a brochure. Is there?
Like a travel dating brochure.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for that dude on Tinder who had, like, a PowerPoint profile,
yeah,
and women
right.
were going crazy for him. So you take a brochure with you when you go on dates now.
Right. So, you know, and, you know, it talks about, like, my hobbies and things that, you know, broken down seasonally, you know, different things I like to do.
Isn't that awkward, though, just sitting there while she reads it and you're just staring at her while she reads about you? Like,
exactly. You would think that. But when we met up, you know, I went to get a couple drinks. So I handed her the brochure and so she could kind of read it while I was getting drinks.
Nice. Oh, that's nice. So you're not sitting across the table while she reads the brochure of Mark.
Yeah.
Right. No, we're using our time wisely here, you know.
Wait.
Nice.
What was her reaction when you handed her a brochure, oh, Mark?
I think she found it very helpful. She didn't seem weirded out at all. She liked it. And then, you know, we were able to focus more on her as we were talking and stuff, because that kind of, I really did feel like it relieved the pressure.
I think more people should do that on dates.
Wow.
You could have given her a brochure. She could have given you a brochure. No need to even be there over half an hour.
Yeah.
And then you could go do whatever else you have to do.
Like,
make dating so much more streamlined.
It says here you're vegan. I can't. I'm sorry. Glad we did this right away, though.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name's Elizabeth.
Okay, can I just step in and say I think this is a horrible idea? And apparently I'm the only one.
Really?
Yes, I think it's cheesy. Like, why wouldn't you, if you talk too much about yourself, your friend should have just told you, hey, Mark, shut up and ask some questions about the person you're out with.
Well, you know, that's easier said than done. Like, I've tried doing that, but I have trouble holding back. Like, you know, I want to talk about what's up in my life, so.
Okay, so you just can't hold back from talking about yourself.
Okay.
And how did the date go other than your brochure? Was it good?
Well, I thought it went really well. You know, we were hitting it off, and she was laughing at my jokes, and she was talking about her life. But then she had to meet up with a friend, so it didn't, you know, it kind of got cut short a little bit.
Did you believe that, Mark? Did you believe that she really needed
to
meet up?
I did, and she took the brochure with her, I will say.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, she's going to show that to all her friends, because that is ridiculous.
No, or maybe she wants to make one up, and she's just going to copy my work.
I don't think so, Mark. I just don't. Huh.
No, honestly, I think she took it because she was interested. And, you know, she wanted to kind of look over it more when she got home. And, you know, it has all my contact info in there, too. So I think that she was interested.
Okay, but you haven't heard from her.
No, I haven't. But, like, that's why I kind of need you guys to help out.
And have you called her?
I've texted her, and I haven't gotten any response.
Okay. And what's your theory why she's not calling you back?
Well, you know, at one point, she did kind of use my brochure as a coaster, so maybe some of my info got kind of smudged.
Okay, but she has your number because you texted her, so there goes that theory.
Oh, Mark.
Right, okay.
Yeah, all right. Just trying to figure it out for you, Mark.
It could just be that you're still not a very good listener and that you made the date too much about you. I mean, when you come with a brochure of yourself, it's not really making it less about you.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? No, I'm serious. I am a good listener, I swear. I am.
Okay.
But no, but the brochure really did make me, you know, it made it easier for me to listen and just, I know it was the right move.
Okay.
I was able
to
just get it out of the open right away, and then she was able to talk about herself. It was perfect.
Makes sense.
Well, we'll see if she felt the same. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man, hang on.